What's up, guys? I'm Jochie Mainz.
And I'm Adrian Skippers.
And welcome to
Music Matters.
Movies. Very entertaining. But any movie without a soundtrack or a score,
a proper soundtrack,
will be useless.
Exactly.
And music will make or break a scene, yes, or a whole movie.
Yes.
So we decided we wanted to chat a little bit about songs that was not specifically recorded for a film, like a soundtrack song, for example, Footloose, but songs that was recorded before the movies came out, but scenes in the movie was made by this song that played, yes, while the scene was busy. And if you hear the song,
you think about the scene
or that movie.
Exactly.
We chose a few songs and movies that we felt was very iconic, but there's obviously hundreds of other ones as well. So feel free to leave us a comment if you feel that we missed a movie or a song that you think should be part of this list.
Yeah, I think this is such a cool topic. We will definitely be able to fit in another episode.
Definitely, yeah.
With the suggestions that we get from you guys.
Yeah. While I was doing research on this, which movies to choose and so on, I realized what amazing movies have came out in the last 20, 30 years. All of these songs are on its own great songs. Mm. But adding it to a film and adding it to that specific scene just brought out something special in the scene and also in the song. So it gave the song new meaning, sort of.
Well, some would argue that the song gave the movie more meaning. So I think it's a two-way street. Mm. And I think, like, if you look at American Pie, that scene where Jim is running from Kevin's house to his house, you know,
yeah,
with the naked girl, Nadia, Nadia, lying on his bed. And that song from Blink-182 starts playing, you know.
Definitely.
You know, every time you hear that song, you think about that scene. But just look at that scene without that song. It wouldn't be the same.
No, definitely. And I think this is where this list comes in.
Mm.
You can't think of any other song that would fit
exactly
in that scene,
yeah,
or in that shot of the movie or whatever. Yeah. It was perfectly chosen. Even some of these are very strange,
yeah,
but it's just perfect.
Mm.
And on that note, I think strange would be a scene in a movie which came out in 1992, Reservoir Dogs. There's a scene where Michael Madsen is torturing a guy and stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So starts playing and he's singing along and he's dancing, yeah, while this guy is in complete panic. That is the stuff that we're talking about. I mean, that song is actually, it's completely, if you think about it, it doesn't make sense, but
it's
just
a happy
worked
tune.
It just worked
so
good.
With a not so happy situation.
Yeah, and it worked out perfectly. Mm. So I want to start off the episode with Stuck in the Middle with You. If you guys must go on YouTube, type in Reservoir Dogs Stuck in the Middle with You scene, and you can go and watch that scene again. If you haven't seen it, check the movie. I mean, yeah, Reservoir
and
Dogs,
if you're
legendary.
Over 18.
Yeah, no, that movie is a bit hectic, but it's a great scene, great movie as well. Low budget film. It was a very dull. They didn't have a big budget for the film. Michael Madsen, before they shot the scene, he didn't hear or know Stuck in the Middle with You. He didn't know the song.
Really? Wow. That's
so he didn't even know what he was going to
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he didn't rehearse a dance for the scene or anything.
It just worked out.
He remembered that he saw this dance on another film. Oh. I can't remember the film's name now, but he saw a dance in another film that he watched few years before that one came out, and he thought, okay, that dance, I'm gonna do that dance on this song, and it worked perfectly.
Awesome.
But yeah, let's listen to Stuck in the Middle with You. It's by the band called Steeler's Wheel. It's a great song, man. And now again,
it's a little grim now.
Yeah, that's. But it's true. Every time I hear that song, I think of that scene. And I actually watched that scene a few times before this episode again today, just to check again the moves that Michael Madsen is throwing. It's awesome. Then one of the craziest movies that that ever came out that I still probably don't 100% understand what's going on was Donnie Darko. It came out in 2001.
I thought you were gonna say Ghost.
Ghost, we'll get to that one. But Donnie Darko, if you haven't watched the film, it's actually a cult classic now. But when it came out, it didn't actually do too well. That time, in 2001, it was when the planes hit the Twin Towers. And in this movie, a plane crashes into his house.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to do a lot of advertising and stuff, because it's obviously a sensitive subject. Yeah. So I think the movie didn't get enough attention because of the fact that they couldn't really advertise the movie.
Well, it's an incredible film. If you haven't seen it, leave this podcast now and go watch it and come back and
pause
listen
it
later.
I
think just as big music fans as we are, we're probably both big movie fans as well.
Definitely. But, it's
super
a good
cool,
film.
Super, super cool movie. Mm, and weird soundtrack.
Yeah, very weird, man. But the one song that I think everybody recognizes if you speak about Donnie Darko is the cover of Mad World, done by Michael Andrews and Gary Jules. The original song was by Tears for Fears on their The Hurting album. The cover is also, we already did cover episodes, but this is actually a pretty good cover of that song. It has a strange atmospheric vibe to the song. I think it was a brilliant choice for the film.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, let's listen to a piece of Mad World by Michael Andrews and Gary Jules.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow. No tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad
to bed.
It's again that gloomy how the movie is shot. It always feels a little bit gloomy and this crazy as Alien Rabbit. That's there the whole time. This song is just perfect, man. Very cool. In 1996, Jim Carrey starred in a film, The Cable Guy.
Dude, it's a ridiculous movie.
That movie was crazy, man. So the plot. And I think people who've watched the film know which song we are going to do now. But the plot of the movie is this guy is a cable guy and he meets a guy who is going to install the cable for. And Matthew Broderick plays the guy that is going to put the cable in for and TV in for. And he sort of wants to become friends with Matthew Broderick. But he's a strange, Jim Carrey is a strange character in this film. And then when Matthew Broderick starts to ignore him and don't want to be friends with him, he becomes completely crazy.
He goes nuts, man.
So, but there's a scene in the film where they're doing karaoke in his house. And then he sings I Want Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane. It's crazy. And I'm lucky enough to actually own the recording of Jim Carrey. I'm going to play the Jim Carrey one for you guys. If you haven't seen the film, I really enjoyed it. It's really, Jim Carrey is really amazing actor. But it's a good film. Very crazy. I'm going to play Somebody
freaky,
to Love.
Borderline him. Freaky.
Yeah, I know it is. But go and listen to Jefferson Airplane's version as well, the original one. It's obviously really a legendary song. Yeah. But let's listen to the rendition by Jim Carrey.
When the truth is found to be
you can't help but
I remember this where he's singing and he's sort of vibrating his throat with his finger. That is awesome. You could hear it in the track. It's really awesome, man. Yeah, now go check out that film. Awesome movie. Then there was another amazing film that came just
also crazy.
Yeah, crazy movie with weird flashing scenes of stuff.
Yeah. Weird flashing stuff.
Yeah, flashing stuff, and it's a really, but yeah.
Awesome cast, though.
Yeah, very, very good. Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Very, very good movie. But obviously, it's Fight Club that we're talking about. Fight Club. And it came out in 1999.
But we cannot talk about it because
it's the
that's the first rule. The
first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. But anyway, in the end scene. Where the buildings explode.
Yeah.
And you sort of realize,
figure out what's going on. What happened.
For the first time in the movie, you understand what's going on. The song, Where Is My Mind by the Pixies start playing. And again, perfect. Yeah. It just worked out that sort of howling that he does in the start of the song.
Yeah.
It just works perfectly with these buildings exploding. Exactly.
It's also kind of a contradiction because it's... But then these
buildings explosions.
And but again, one of those moments where you like, okay, the song just fits perfectly, but you'll only understand once you go and watch the film.
Definitely. So again, we're gonna say this probably with each of these films, but if you haven't watched Fight Club, youngsters, if you haven't watched Fight Club, today is again, pause this podcast for 2.5 hours.
Download it, please.
Legally.
Yeah. I don't know. You can. I don't know if you can illegally download this podcast. Maybe you can. I'll be that famous.
Yet. Yeah, I know. Probably.
Black Market, Music Matters.
So Pixies, Where Is My Mind? Let's jam it.
Stop. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I wish we had like 2 hours to record an episode and we could listen to each song in full. Yeah,
because it's one of those episodes where we don't want to stop the music.
Yeah, no. But again, go watch Fight Club.
Yeah, do it.
Full stop.
Yeah. Download it.
Yeah.
We'll publish a guide, step-by-step guide to illegally download movies.
First, no, I'm just kidding. We're not going to read it. So then we're going to go into Adrian's favorite movie of all time in 1990.
Is it Kanye West?
Ghost came out in 1990.
Dude, Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
Legend.
And that other girl.
Demi Moore. Legend.
And they play with the pottery.
Did you
pottery.
Say striptease?
They no. They do the... they do the...
The pottery scene.
Yeah, everybody knows the pottery scene. Yeah. But the song that plays while they're busy sensually doing pottery.
No, it's a very, very, very intimate pottery scene.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
I thought it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi?
But she's in the movie, though. She's the psychic. She's the woman he communicates with.
I remember,
and,
yeah.
And she communicates with Demi Moore.
I remember now, yeah.
Oh.
In that scene, Unchained Melody played by the Righteous Brothers. Mm. Again, it's a beautiful song. Love that song.
Yeah.
So
it's a weird scene.
It's a weird beautiful. Scene, yeah. Don't want to think about it too much. So let's just play the song. Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Did you watch Breakfast Club?
Dude, one of my favorite movies.
Definitely. No, it's a great film. At the end scene, Simple Minds.
Simple Minds.
You wanted to say it.
Simple Minds.
Simple Minds. Don't you forget about
Dude,
me.
Dude, yeah.
Epic scene. Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Perfect end to a very, very cool movie.
So yeah, Don't You Forget About Me, end scene. If you haven't watched The Breakfast Club, it came out in 1985.
Came out of the closet in 90.
Yeah, no, it's a good film.
Yeah, awesome movie.
Basically, and I think the song's lyrics encapsulates a lot about these five teenagers meeting each other or sitting together in detention and sort of getting to know each other, even though they're from completely different social parts of the school.
Yes.
And the song's lyrics, Don't You Forget About Me, while when they became a bit closer in that detention, it's as if...
They
when they walked,
friends, yeah.
Yeah, they did, but it's as if they were never going to actually talk again, but they became friends secretly in that detention. So, it was cool, and the song fits it perfectly. So I'm just going to play a snippet from that song quickly as well.
Yes.
Don't
So, obviously, end scene of this movie, the guy walks in the field, lifts his hand, I gave away the whole movie. No, everybody.
That's the only scene in the movie that matters.
No, it's an awesome film, it's, man.
Super cool.
Yes, one of the most legendary war type films, Apocalypse Now. It came out in 1979, and I remember reading about this a little bit. They said they were looking for a song that was sort of era correct for the films. No, not what where the film plays off, and sort of portray the chaos. They're flying in the helicopter and everything is exploding beneath. And they were looking for a song that would sort of epitomize that whole scene. Yes. And they chose The Doors, The End. We're gonna listen to The Doors, The End. Apocalypse Now, go and watch the movie. It's difficult to explain it. It's a it's a longish movie as well. But it was for the time it came out as well. It's very well done, Martin Sheen. But before we play that, we're gonna jump to 2014.
Yes.
Where another sort of war movie came out. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sort of war movie. They also fly in something. It's a space war. It's not in a chopper.
It's a space war movie. Yes, but anyway, there's a scene where Star-Lord speaks to the blue guy with the mohawk. Yeah. Can't remember his name.
He's adoptive.
And then he starts singing Hooked on a Feeling. Yes. And then Chris Pratt freaks out because it's his song. Yeah. And he's stealing his song. So that scene. But I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, the whole film is crammed with good music. They really,
it's all about it. It's that's one of the movies where the soundtrack actually is an intricate part of the movie, because that's the only thing that he has left of Earth. So that's kind of, the music is such a huge deal within the movie. And that's cool. That makes it much better to me.
And I mean, the soundtracks, I know they released, both the film soundtracks was released on CD and vinyl, but all the songs on those is sort of a classic rock, great mix of classic rock.
I'm actually listening to Volume 1 in my car at this moment.
Oh, awesome.
It's super cool.
So we're gonna play The Doors, The End is the song's name, and then Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede. Not to be confused with Suede, because it is Swede. I was confused at first, but it's Blue Swede.
Blue Swede.
So let's play those two songs.
Let's do it.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate you're in love with me.
don't sound Swedish to me.
Yeah. Don't sound blue either.
Yeah, they sound quite happy.
Yeah.
I agree.
So because we don't have enough time to chat about all the movies and all the songs, I'm just gonna mention a few songs that I know a lot of people will maybe know. In Almost Famous 2000, the movie, Tiny Dancer plays in the bus and all the people sing with. The song is by Elton John. Very cool. In Risky Business, All Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger plays, where he freaks out and dances on the table and the couch and with his underwear. So nice scene.
Nice scene, very nice.
Yeah. And then
he's even worse in the scene than he was on that episode of Oprah.
And then another very, very cool scene, also great song, is in The Departed, which came out in 2006. A song by Dropkick Murphys, yeah. I'm Shipping Up to Boston. The song is actually originally written by Woody Guthrie. Very, very old song, actually. But the Dropkick Murphys one is obviously the song that's known, or the version that's known by most people. Also very cool. You guys can go and listen to that one. And then we're going to end off the episode with probably two of the most recognizable ones that we don't want to skip. And we're going to chat a little bit about these two and then we'll end off the episode. In Wayne's World, they chose the perfect song for four guys in a car to sing together. With different parts, and that was Bohemian Rhapsody, yes, by Queen. We've chatted a lot of times about this song. Yeah. Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
But it's just that scene is so iconic for rock and roll in general and movies in general. And it was a funny film.
Yeah,
but that scene is very memorable. Especially when the guitar part and they all rock out in the car. Very cool. And then I think, lastly, probably the most recognizable song from a film, which nobody knows basically who the artist is. They just know this song is part of this film. In 1994, Pulp Fiction came out. Very strange film as well. But Dick Dale and his Deltones had a song, Miserloo. And that song, if you hear it, people will say, oh, it's a song from Pulp Fiction. It's just, there's no two ways about it. Everybody knows. Or the younger generation, oh, it's the song by Black Eyed Peas. It's not. It's Dick Dale and his Deltones. The song is called Miserloo. Black Eyed Peas doesn't exist.
Like Kanye.
Like Kanye West, Black Eyed Peas don't exist in this realm of the world where we are doing this podcast. It's only good music.
It's not a reality.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to end off this episode. The songs that we've mentioned, we would have loved to play all of them, but we just don't have time. Maybe at a later episode, we'll play all of them.
No, but go and watch the movies. Watch the movies.
Watch these movies. And
double whammy. Then you'll hear the song and you'll see the movie.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, you can go and watch most of Quentin Tarantino's films and Martin Scorsese's films, because they really put effort into choosing correct songs for scenes.
And not only that, it's
mostly brilliant films.
It's just good films where you actually only find out what's going on at the end.
Basically.
It's not like those movies where you halfway through you know exactly what's going to happen.
Definitely, So, but guys, thanks for listening.
Yes. Yeah. Go and check us out on our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Leave us suggestions and comments, and we'll be sure to consider everything. We'll catch you guys next week for another episode. Cheers.
Dick Dale and his Deltones. Miserloo.